From Tidbits on December 8th, 2014, this is PDF Pen 2 for iOS offers new features along paid upgrade path. Written by Michael E. Cohen. Smile has just released a new version of their PDF editing app for iOS, the 1999 PDF Pen 2. And as new versions generally do, it offers better performance and more professional features. It also offers something that heretofore has not been possible for apps sold through the App Store, a paid upgrade path. As we've discussed before, paid upgrades are essential for developers to fund ongoing software development. Plus, when developers can charge for upgrades, it gives them a significant incentive to meet the needs of current customers rather than chasing new ones. To make upgrade prices possible, Smile has taken advantage of a new App Store feature for developers, the ability to sell software bundles, that is, collections of multiple apps, along with another new App Store feature, the ability to offer older versions of their apps to purchasers whose devices cannot run the latest versions of those apps. Here's how it works. By making PDF Pen 2 require iOS 8, Smile can continue to sell the older versions of PDF Pen for iOS. There's one such app for iPhone and another for iPad. And because developers can now offer software bundles, Smile has created two bundles for owners of the previous versions of PDF Pen. The first is a $19.99 bundle that contains both the old PDF Pen for iPhone, along with the new PDF Pen 2, which is a universal app that runs on both iPhone and iPad. The second bundle, for owners of the old PDF Pen for iPad, includes both the old iPad app and the new universal app. This bundle costs $21.99. So, how do those constitute reduced upgrade prices? They work out as reduced prices because the App Store remembers all of your previous purchases, and it takes them into account when you purchase a bundle that contains an app you already bought. The App Store deducts what you paid for the previous purchase from the price you pay for the bundle. For example, if sometime in the past you had bought PDF Pen for iPhone, which cost $4.99, you would pay only $15 for the PDF Pen 2 pack for iPhone instead of its $19.99 list price. If you had previously purchased PDF Pen for iPad, the PDF Pen 2 pack for iPad would cost you $7 instead of $21.99. Since your original payment of $14.99 for the older version of PDF Pen for iPad would be deducted. Because the new PDF Pen, from the point of view of iOS, is a new app and not an upgrade to an older app, you can install it on your iOS device without first deleting the older version. And in fact, you want to do that because when you launch the new app, it migrates whatever files the old app kept in its private document storage to the new app. Once that one-time migration takes place, of course, you can delete the older app. If you used iCloud with the previous versions, it's even better. PDF Pen 2 is completely compatible with iCloud and simply picks up the documents from iCloud Drive where they have been all along. It also now supports AirDrop. And what do you get in PDF Pen 2 for your $7, $15, or $19.99? A faster, smoother, more capable app with a streamlined interface. Note the enhanced toolbar. All the features in the older apps have been retained, and new ones have been added. For example, the object library with its useful collection of proofreading marks has been retained, and a set of useful stamps has been added. Other enhancements, such as full support for encryption and Bates numbering, useful for legal documents, are now present in PDF Pen 2. For those who like to use a stylus for marking up PDFs, PDF Pen now provides an adjustable palm rest feature that shields part of the screen so you can rest your hand on it while scribbling without your device regarding it as a touch. Speaking of styluses, PDF Pen 2 provides support for several pressure-sensitive Bluetooth models. PDF Pen's annotation capabilities also see some enhancements. You can now view and navigate them within the sidebar, flatten them within PDFs on export for maximum compatibility with other PDF viewers, and set the annotation author name. Not everyone, of course, needs a full-featured PDF editing app on an iPad or iPhone. If all you want to do is read PDFs, iBooks is all you really need. But if you need to mark up PDFs while you're on the go, Smile has delivered a polished professional PDF editor that works on any iOS 8-compatible device, even on an ancient iPad too. I know. I've tried it. All that, and upgrade pricing too. Surely, that is something to smile about. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPrian, ScanSnap, and Smile. To follow links, make content, comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen, and thanks for listening.